Now, if you'll turn with me to the second epistle of Paul to Timothy, and perhaps I'll read to you from verse 2 down through verse number 12. I trust you brought along your Bible with you tonight. And Timothy, 2 Timothy, first chapter, second verse, to Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God whom I serve from my forefathers with a pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I call remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, I am persuaded that in thee also. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. Be not therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me as prisoner, but be thou a partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who hath saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles. For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. On this thought, what do you know? You know, when you haven't seen a fellow for a little while, and you meet him on the street or someplace else, you've heard this expression so many times. They say, well, what do you know? And usually we'll say, oh, nothing much. Nothing much worth it. In whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed into his hands against that day. I know something. And I'm glad tonight that I'm here in this service. I know something. And first of all, I'm glad that I know Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. Thank God John wrote to us, that great old pastor, in 1 John the 2nd chapter verse 3, and hereby we do know that we know him. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God. And I've heard how many people say for years, I knew about the Lord Jesus Christ. And then one day something wonderful and marvelous happened. And like Brother Don Voice, his father, he'd been a Christian for a number of years. And he came out here and he went over this prayer meeting this past week, and there God opened the windows of heaven and baptized him in the Holy Ghost. I've heard a lot of people say, you know, I've heard about Christ, I went to Sunday school, I've been in church, all of these things, but I never had a real live wonderful revelation and experience of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when they find him, you hear them testifying, and they said, well, I went to this denomination, or that one, or the other one, or I went to the Simply God Church Sunday school, all of these things, but I never knew him. But now, thank God, I know him. And John said, and hereby we do know, thank God, that we know him. It's the most wonderful thing in all of this world tonight to be able to say with the Apostle Paul, I know in whom I have believed. Why did he say this, my friend? Because something wonderful that's almost unexplainable in the human life. Language happens in the soul of a man or woman when they come into that beautiful, wonderful revelation, that knowledge that Jesus Christ has become their Lord and Savior, and they are personally acquainted with him. How wonderful it is, my friend, to be personally acquainted. Oh yes, you know, you say, I heard Brother Ward say that he got a letter from a chaplain way out in Vietnam, and they was in a foxhole. They dug him that night, and perhaps you heard it, with this sergeant said, well, chaplain, dig in with me tonight. The battle is hot. And the two of them dug in this little hole. And he said, this sergeant pulled out a little old transistor radio. And all at once, he said, there was revival time. And C.M. Ward was preaching. And the chaplain was right beside of the sergeant in the hole. And the chaplain began to punch him and nudge him. He said, look, that's Brother Ward. That's revival time. The boy was from Springfield. Van Meter's his name. And he went to school there. He knew Ward. He said, I know him. I know who that is. And he was telling this sergeant all the way out in Vietnam. He said he was excited about it. And he kept telling this sergeant, I know that man. That's Brother Ward. He lived right down the street from me. I know him. The sergeant didn't know who Brother Ward was, but my friend, when they come to the conclusion and Ward made the altar call, that sergeant turned around to the chaplain in the foxhole and said, chaplain, do you know what he's talking about? Oh, yes, I know what he's talking about. The battle been hot today, and there in that foxhole, that sergeant prayed through to a real live experience. Thank God he didn't know who Brother Ward was, but that night in the foxhole in the dark, I listened to the radio. Oh, you hear me tonight? A friend, he became acquainted with the King of the Kings. I thank God, and he can say, now I'm a child of the King. Why, my friend? For I know him, hallelujah, in whom I have believed. And something happened, not just living down the street from the man and knowing him when you see him walk by and hear him preaching the radio. It lives within my heart. I'm saved. I'm saved by his power divine. I'm saved. I'm saved by a new life. Hallelujah. What? My friend, you know him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What do you know? I know God. Not only, my friend, do we know Christ, but we know God our Father. In 1 John the 4th chapter and verse number 7, everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. Oh, do you know God tonight? Hallelujah to God. Oh, what do you know tonight? I know that I have been born of God. For 1 John the 2nd chapter verse 29 said, if you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him. Have you had that wonderful, marvelous experience? Have you had that occasion in your life when Jesus took you by the hand and led you into the presence of God the Father and seated you at the Father's table, that heavenly manna? I feel sorry for a lot of people today because they've never been to that table. They've never been introduced to God their Father by the Lord Jesus Christ. You've got to know him. And I know more than that. Not only do I know God, but I know tonight that God loves me. Oh, for God so loved the world, and I'm in the world tonight and you're in the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him, thank God, should not perish but have everlasting life. And John, 1 John 4:16 tells us, and we have known and believe the love that God hath to us, and God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Hallelujah. When we get filled up with that wonderful, glorious love of the Lord Jesus Christ, then God dwells within us, and we know God. And not only that, but I know that I am of God. Glory to God. In 1 John 5:19, listen to it. And we know that we are of God. Why? Because the love of God dwelleth in us, and we have been personally acquainted with his Son, and we've been introduced to him by his Son, and hereby we cry, Abba, Father. Oh, hallelujah. Do you know him tonight? Not only do I know Christ, not only do I know God, but I know the Holy Ghost. Do you know the Holy Ghost tonight? Do you know that he's present right here, right now? Could you shut your eyes with me, thank God, and sense him standing right there? Glory to God. Could you go further than that? Could you close your eyes and know that He's seated upon the throne of your heart right now, directing the throne, thank God, of your heart. Oh, glory to God. Listen, I know the Holy Ghost, 1 John and the 4th chapter and verse 2, hereby know you the Spirit of God. And I know more than that. I know, according to the Word of God, that tonight my body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. In 1 Corinthians 6:19, Paul said to the Corinthian church, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you're not your own, for you're bought with a price. Listen, amen. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Oh, hallelujah. And I know, my friend, that not only is my body the temple of the Holy Ghost, but I know that He abides with me forever. In John the 14th chapter and the 16th verse, Jesus said, I'll pray the Father, and He'll give you another comforter, that He may abide with you forever. Have you come into this service tonight lonely and destitute? Have you come in here tonight and you don't know where you're going? Have you come in here tonight and you don't know anything worth telling? Have you come in here tonight saying, I only know something about myself, and I don't want to tell that? A friend, know Jesus tonight. I know God tonight. I know the Holy Ghost tonight. Amen. He is sitting here right there. I thank God to be a comforter that will abide with you forever and forever. Hallelujah. He is present with us right now. Not only this, but I know, my friend, that He is my guide. In John the 4:16 chapter and the 13th verse, listen to how be it when He of the Spirit of truth is come. He will guide you into all truth. Hallelujah. You don't have to stumble along. You don't have to wonder about where you're walking. You don't have to wonder about where you're going, my friend. For He's the guide. Oh, glory to God, sitting upon the throne of your heart tonight. Hallelujah. Let me go a little bit further. I know the Lord Jesus Christ. I know God tonight. I know the Holy Ghost tonight. And I know that I have eternal life. How do you know? In 1 John the 5th chapter and verse number 1. Listen to it. Oh, thank God, my friends. Tonight, 13th verse of 1 John the 5th chapter. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. These things have I written unto you. Paul was admonishing Timothy. He said, I'm a prisoner. Don't be ashamed of me. Don't be ashamed of my bonds. Timothy, for I know.
I know.
Hallelujah. I met Jesus on that Damascus road. I became acquainted with God the Father. I received the Holy Ghost down in Simon's house. I know. Hallelujah. Timothy, don't be ashamed of me. It's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Glory to God. I know. Hallelujah. These things, he said, are written that you may know that you have eternal life. Hallelujah. I know that I have eternal life because I believed on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And God said, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. 1 John in the 5th chapter, verse 1. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth begat loveth him also that is begotten of him. My friend, I know, hallelujah, that one night I knelt at an old-fashioned altar. I know when that experience I'll reveal the love of Jesus Christ in my heart. I became acquainted with Him. Oh, hear me tonight. I know that I have eternal life because I have the witness of the Spirit of God within. And it tells me I can know through the witness of the Spirit. Hallelujah. In 1 John the 3rd chapter, verse 21, and he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth with us by the Spirit which he hath given us. Have you been touched with the Spirit since you come here tonight?
You know, it's a strange thing. A lot of people come to church.
I know, Paul said, Glory to God, I count all of the things of this world. I count the education I got at Gamaliel's feet. I count all of my Sanhedrin court experiences and the prestige that I had, that I belonged to the Sanhedrin court. I was one of the wheels. I sit upon the judgment seat of the Sanhedrin. I take a back seat, he said, to nobody. I'm of the stock of Abraham. Amen. I'm who I am. You know how I went on and on. But then he came down and said, God, forgive me. I count all of it, but done that I may know him. And now in the text tonight, he's writing to Timothy. He said, Timothy, I know him. Hallelujah. I know him, Timothy. I got a clean name, Timothy. Thank God. Hallelujah. Timothy, a young man, listen. Have you been touched? Have you been moved by the Spirit? You know him. You know Timothy. You've got eternal life. Thank God. Why do you know it? By his Spirit. By his Spirit. By his Spirit.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, really?
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We live in a day when everybody wants to get excited about everything else but about the main thing.
You're right.
We can get excited about anything.
Yeah.
We can get excited about a burrow winning a burrow race. We can get excited about a bullfrog jumping the furthest. We can get excited about a lot of things in this world. But brother, sister, tonight, yeah, I tell you, if we really know God, if we really know Jesus Christ, if we really know the Holy Ghost tonight, if we really know that we got eternal life, I know I can have eternal life by the witness of the Spirit that's within me. Thank God, he said, by his Spirit. Oh, we know him. I know that I have eternal life because the Son of God, and God says, if I have the Son, then I have life. Hallelujah. If I have become acquainted with him. Oh, my purpose tonight is, thank God, if you have never become acquainted with him, if all you know, you've just heard about him, and you've just read about him, my friend, go further than that tonight. Get acquainted with him. So you can say like this chaplain in that foxhole, hey, been a bloody day. Everybody nearly been shot down. And it was a dark hour. And that chaplain was punching. I know that C.M. Ward. Oh, he's revival time. He lived down the block from me. But brother, sister, you can go further than that. Thank God he moves inside of your heart and life. He said, if we have the Son, glory to God, then we have life. Oh, he that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God, he hath not any life left in him. Brother, sister, we have it. Glory to God, this is eternal life that he has given unto us. Well, the clock today all lays run away with itself. But let me close. Let me close. As some of you have never got a touch yet. But I'll tell you, I believe God's in this place tonight. Electrifying this church tonight. Thank God. Let me close. I'll tell you another thing that I know. I'll tell you another thing the Apostle Paul says. I know. I know tonight that Jesus Christ is coming back to this world again. Glory to God. In 1 John in the 2nd chapter, our brother, in the 3rd verse, beloved, it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know, hallelujah, that when he shall appear, oh, glory to God, Jesus Christ is coming back to this world. This is the message of this hour, my friend. Glory to God, you hear me tonight. We know he is coming back. How do you know that Jesus Christ is coming back? He said so himself in John 14. Our brother, sister, he said it. He gave it to us. He gave us that wonderful 14th chapter. He said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. Verse 3, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. Amen. But where I am, there you may be also. Listen to it, brother, sister. We know one thing, that Christ is coming back unto this earth again. Thank God, because he said he was coming.
coming back. He led them out in Luke's gospel as far as to Bethany, lifted up his hands and began to bless them. And as he lifted up his hands and blessed them, the Spirit of God caught him up. And as he began to ascend into the azure blue of that group that went with him to Mount of Olives, and go back into the book of Zechariah and read, if you will, my friend, in that day, hallelujah, he is going to return and his feet is going to land again upon the Mount of Olives, and it's going to cleave in the middle and become a great valley. Hallelujah. He's coming. You hear me tonight, my friend? He's sure we're sitting here. The signs are appearing on every hand. The signs of the apostate church is already on us tonight. The very powers of hell are knocking at the gates and the doors of the church tonight. One of the signs of the Jews returning home. He is the most hated of all of the nations, my friend. And they're expecting them to begin to send them out of the United States anytime. Back to that little old strip of land over there. So they'll be there, my friend, when his feet touches the Mount of Olives. For he said he was going to bring them back there. I don't have time to go in it. I only tell you tonight that we know he is coming back, because he said he was coming back. And as he went up with his hands outstretched, blessing them as he was taking his flight, these men stood there gazing at this first astronaut, my friend, as he went into the azure blue. And as they stood there gazing, somebody nudged them. A couple of angels from heaven had descended and said, "Why stand you here, you men of Galilee, looking up into heaven at this same Jesus that you see go away is also glory to God. He's coming back. He's coming back in like manner as you have seen him go. He's coming." That gave me the text for tonight. In 1 Thessalonians, in the 4th chapter, verse 13. "Beloved, I would not have you ignorant concerning them which fall asleep." Oh, "that you sorrow not, even as others that have no hope." This world is a hopeless mess tonight. It's a hopeless mess tonight. Our new president just took off his headlines in the paper. Nixon's honeymoon is over. Battle's already started. Fighting from within and fighting without. They don't even give you a chance. They don't care who you are. Not even a dog's chance. They don't give it to you. Brother, you got to fight if you make it. Paul said, "Don't sorrow as others that have no hope." You're not hopeless, for I know, hallelujah, Christ. I know God. I know the Holy Ghost. I know I have eternal life. Glory to God. And I know, he said, that Christ is coming back unto this world again. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. Listen to it. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and with the voice of the archangel. I don't know what's going to happen to these cold, dry bones that sit around the churches all the time and even moan and groan when somebody else gets happy enough to shout. Brother, because Jesus is going to step out at the sound of the trumpet, thank God, in the azure blue. And Jesus is going to shout loud enough to rock this world. Oh, hallelujah. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and with the voice of the archangel, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive and remain, thank God, shall be caught up to the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, he said, comfort one another with these words. He wrote to the Corinthian church, if in this life only you've got hope, you're of all men most miserable. He said, don't sorrow as those that have no hope. We got a hope. Why? Because we know something tonight. We know something worth telling tonight. And the world is hungry. And the world is listening. And we need to tell it, my friend. Oh, hallelujah. What's he talking about? In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep. Amen. But we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. And this corruptible will put on incorruption, and this mortal shall put on immortality. And so when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, think how quick that's going to be in the twinkling of an eye, from these old decrepit bodies that we're carrying around, sick and diseased and afflicted, but all inside a residue in that heart is somebody that knows Jesus. It's somebody that knows God. It's somebody that knows the Holy Ghost. It's somebody that knows they've got eternal life. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, of the corruption, of the disease, of the afflictions, of the sorrows, of the disappointments, the heartaches, oh, they're going to be changed. He said, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, death will be swallowed up in victory. He's coming. He's coming. You hear me tonight? My friend, we're closer than we've ever been. And what if it took place right now? What if that trumpet sounded right now? Think of it a minute. What if the resurrection happened right at this moment? Can you believe it? You can't. You can't. I sat in that boat down on the Colorado River a few days ago, and I seen that great big old full moon. What we term it like this, that it come creeping up behind that mountain, begin to show itself. But according to the latest scientific figures we have, we just crawled over the mountain so the moon could shine on us. The moon didn't come up over the mountain. Isn't this right? We're going around. And I sit out in the middle of that lake, a dark night, seeing this happen. And I thought, this world is spinning around all these many, many miles per hour. And we're traveling around that big old moon that's shining up there and around that big old sun that's shining up there. And not even one little drop is falling out of that river. Not a drop's falling out of that lake. And I'm even sitting here in this boat going around that moon. Now you stay with me about a minute. And this resurrection that he's talking about is so fantastic. And it's so great. And we're sitting right here in this church tonight, going around at a fast rate of speed. We can't believe it, can we? We think we're stationary. We think we're sent. But Jesus said, you're not sent. He said, I'm going to give the signal. And the angel of heaven's going to move off of that throne. And he's going to blow a trumpet so loud, it's going to wake up the dead. And the sea that's going around out there now is going to erupt. And the dead's going to come out of it. You know, I got a sermon that I preach on a four-gated gospel. I don't know if I've ever preached that to you. I'm going to have to look that up. You know, that city's got four gates on either side. One on the east side, one on the north side, one on the south side, one on the west side. And there's a reason, because they're going to come from the east and the west and the north and the south. And they won't even have to go around to find an entrance, because them great big old gates of pearl just standing wide open. Glory to God and the angelic hosts of heaven, beckoning and marching the saints of God into that city, New Jerusalem. Oh, glory to God. Can you fathom this? That here I'm sitting in a lake full of water, and to be able to go around something, you got to once in a while be on the bottom of it. Can you go around something without getting... If you're on up this way, look like it'd roll off the side, don't it? If it's only the other way, look like it'd fall out the bottom.
As long as you're on top. Hear me tonight, friend. The church of Jesus Christ is on top. It's not falling off because it knows something. It knows the magnetic force that's holding you sitting in that boat in that lake of water to that earth that's spinning around out there on nothing and yet not falling off. The church of Jesus Christ tonight knows the Christ of God, who is the great magnetic force that's pulling that church toward God the Father's great kingdom, being prepared right now, hallelujah, and being set up for you and I. Glory to God. The answer tonight is, what do you know? Have you had an experience with God in your life? Do you know Christ as your personal Savior? Do you know God as your Father? Do you know the Holy Ghost as your Comforter, as your Guide, the one that'll go with you forever and ever and forever? Hallelujah to God. Do you know tonight that you have eternal life? Do you know that Jesus is coming? And do you know that you're ready for Him to come? Paul said, I know in whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that He's able to keep all that I've committed in His hand. Glory to God. The Spirit's walking around in here.
Thank you, Lord.
Power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, glory to God. When you think about that, the hair will raise up on your head. Brother, that trumpet is about ready to sound. Jesus is ready to step out here and call a church into His presence that's been washed in His blood. Have you been there? Jesus, help us tonight. Oh, God, in this service, men and women that need a touch of God's anointing and power and Spirit on their life, help them to come to You right now. Lord, if there's a weary heart, if there's a struggling soul in here tonight, they don't know.